This last weekend was a little bit of a challenge.
Among other city street duties, Maintenance and Operations Director Alan Chakowski oversees the municipality's annual snow plowing campaigns. After this season's first major snowfalls, Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan asked Chakowski to explain to the press the city's street clearing process. The Maintenance and Operations Director said the Thanksgiving holiday weekend featured two storms. The first began on Wednesday and extended into early Thursday. City plows had cleared major arterials and collector streets, and they were just getting to neighborhoods when a second storm hit Friday morning.
What that made us do is pull back out of the neighborhoods on Friday and back onto all the arterials and collectors. And that process takes anywhere between 12 and 15 hours, depending on the amount of snow, the timing of when it stops, traffic, a bunch of different factors. So we stayed on it all weekend. We had full crews here, and then we moved back into the neighborhoods.
Chakowski said even with recent municipal budget cuts and layoffs, staffing for the snowplow crews is the same as last year. However, he did say a couple people were sick and a couple pieces of equipment broke down. The return to arterials with a second snowfall meant that it was Saturday before plows finally reached certain areas of town.
Some of the neighborhoods had not been touched, so we were trying to move somewhere between 11 and 14 inches of snow. Well, that wet snow and rain mixed and made it pretty tough to move. So, again, we kept all the crews busy until we finished, but it just took a little bit longer than we would have liked. We surpassed our 72-hour goal.
Chakowski says overall, city crews moved the snow as rapidly as they could, and throughout the period kept the arterials and collectors safe. He also explained the snow removal pattern for the city's neighborhoods.
This last snowstorm, we started on the west side of town, moved to the east. The next storm, we will move from the east to the west. And the reason for that is so that the same people aren't last all the time. Unfortunately, the folks in Midtown normally will be on the second day. And we found through many years of experience, this is the most effective way to do it.
A high percentage of Anchorage's major roads, such as the Seward and Glen Highways, Tudor Road and Minnesota Drive, along with stretches of Lake Otis Parkway and Northern Lights Boulevard, are actually state-maintained. Over the past few years, the state and municipality have tried to coordinate their snow plowing efforts. Chakowski says this first snowstorm showed that effort continues to improve.
It's the best it's ever been. And that's one of the reasons you hear the sidewalks are the best ever is last year the state purchased 6 sidewalk tractors and funded positions for them. We used to really supplement their effort quite a bit with our resources. Now we're using our resources on the sidewalks to hit other neighborhoods that hadn't been hit before. We're trying to do the most we can. We're trying to make the school route safer for the kids, the high traffic areas, some of the streets that hadn't been done in the past. We really try to make sure that we're not taking on too much that we can't handle it. So we like to make sure that we can be consistent with our efforts.
Chakowski says one problem the snowplows encountered can't be blamed on nature. The maintenance and operation director is asking people to avoid parking on the street during plowing operations if possible. Slowing up and going around a single car takes a matter of seconds, Chakowski said, but going around thousands of cars when clearing the entire city absorbs a lot of time. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.